You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Earlier today, had a chance. Ross Tucker, he's got a storied career. He's just a fantastic guy. Loves the state of Wisconsin. You're about to find out why. We sat down and chatted. Take a listen. First of all, man, how you been?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to see you again this year.
Yeah, you too. Absolutely. It's just like I keep telling everybody, this is like Groundhog Day because this is our reunion.
Yeah, you know? You only see people once a year, and it's here. But, yeah, I always make it a point to want to come on with you just because not only do you have a great network, but just my affinity for Wisconsin.
So you've got a Wisconsin story, correct?
Well, I've got a bunch. I mean, first of all, so I do an NFL game every Sunday, usually for Westwood One, and I on my social media – Twitter and Instagram, I post press box buffets, press box food. People love it.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. You did it for 13 years, so
absolutely.
You'll know. People love it. And my favorite is the Packers because they have a great salad bar. Then they always have a nice entree. Sometimes they call it pack and cheese. They'll have, like, pulled pork and cheese, other things I love. And then they always have the brat. So I always get a lot of entree before the game. And then I go back and I get a salad. And at halftime, I get two brats. Although now they shortened halftime even more, two brats and the going to the bathroom is tough at halftime.
And nobody wants to eat in the bathroom.
No, you don't take food
in the bathroom.
No, definitely, and especially not brats. So that's my one Wisconsin story. My other story is my wife, when I retired in 2008, she went to Northwestern, Kellogg, to get her MBA.
Yeah.
So one weekend, we go up to Madison just to explore it, to see what it's like. That is my favorite place I've ever been, college campus.
Really?
State Street, where the whole street is like bars and you can get Spotted Cow and beer and the ice cream was so good. I mean, you guys, Wisconsin speaks my food groups. Like, that speaks to me. You know what I mean? Like, beer, brats, cheese, I mean, that's ice cream. Those are like my things.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm into. So we walked. I could just walk up and down. Then we go to the University of Wisconsin. We go to the Student Union Building. They sell beer and brats there. Like at the
that
Student
I didn't
Union,
know.
At the Student Union Building on campus. It's on a lake. We were there, and a bunch of the it was summer, so a bunch of the college kids are hanging out. Maybe fall, whatever. They're hanging out on the lake, drinking beer, having brats. Bill, I would not have gone to class one time if I was a Badger. If I went to Wisconsin.
You'd never played. You'd have been 500 pounds.
I never would have been. It's no wonder their O-linemen are so big. It really is. They're huge.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that up there.
And I'm actually sending some guys there now. So I live in Pennsylvania. There's a tight end from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who I played with Al Johnson with the Cowboys.
Okay.
And Al was with Wisconsin for a while. And I told him about Hayden Rucci, a tight end from Lancaster. He's going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how they made the connection. They liked him. And Wisconsin uses the crap out of tight ends.
Right.
And his dad actually played at Penn State. Dad played 9 years with the Patriots. But he's going there and loves it. I hyped it up to him. I told him it was amazing.
Right. No, hey, let's be honest. They got a good football program.
Right.
They've been nationally ranked for a long time. This was a little bit of a down year, but for the most part, they've had it going on for a while. When Paul Chris took over, there was a lot of expectation at the beginning of the season. So,
I was actually surprised they had a down year. I thought this might be like their best year. I thought they had a chance to like get
the
college football playoffs.
A lot of people did. I think we overestimated the loss defensively of seven starters. I think obviously their quarterback wasn't what everybody thought he would be coming out of the Orange Bowl the year prior. So yeah, they didn't have the best of years.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
this is what I do. I go on radio shows and I end up asking you questions.
Sure.
I'm just curious. Out of your daily conversation, what percentage would you say is Packers versus Badgers football versus whatever else, Brewers, Bucks?
Put it this way, and I'll give you the best example I give everybody. When the presidential campaign was going on back when Obama was running, there was a marketing research firm hired in the state of Wisconsin by a lot of the candidates. And they said, you know, we need some catchphrases, some key things that are going on in that state because it's a swing state. We want to be able to win that state. And before healthcare, education, unemployment, taxes, you name it, you had to figure out a way to use the word Packers or Lombardi. Before everything in the state of Wisconsin, that's what you had to figure out what to use. So That's how important the Green Bay Packers. It's Packers and then everything else. But you could probably go Packers. The Brewers are playing extremely well now in Milwaukee. So the Brewers obviously are a hot topic. When Badger football is right, Badger football is probably a close second to Packers football. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing really well right now, so the whole state's starting to become behind them. You've got Marquette basketball and things like that, but what reigns supreme is Packers football. Stupid crazy.
How do the people feel about LaFleur?
I think there's a lot of people that are anxious because they don't know enough. He's never been a head coach. He doesn't have that track record. But I honestly think that if this was a young quarterback coming into a situation and now he's going to have a head coach to work with the next 3 to 5 years, you're kind of like, that's great. They're going to grow together. This is a situation where you have 5 to 6, maybe 7 years tops of Aaron Rodgers if you're lucky. You got to win now.
Right.
And you don't know. So there's an anxiety there. Because if this guy's a failure, he's going to get 2 years to fail. So if he's a failure, you got 2 years. You know what I mean?
And then Aaron might be out of his prime at that point.
And Aaron, by then, you know how it is. I mean, if you're an NFL player, it's not like a slow dissension. Usually, 1 year you wake up and it's not there.
Is there ever any negativity about Aaron in any way in the States?
Yes.
There is, okay.
There is in a couple of different lights. One, Aaron, and it's not a lot because Aaron has been everything and more than anybody could ever imagine.
Right.
I think there's the perception of Aaron being arrogant.
Yes, for sure.
I think that there's the perception, and I get that here, which I was surprised, but, you know, quite a few people that are kind of in the game said, you know, they kind of used the word uncoachable or, you know, how is Matt LaFleur going to kind of wrangle him type of thing.
And wow.
I don't think he's uncoachable. I think he wants to be coached. I just think that you have to come at him on an equal intellectual level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he's looking to be coached.
Which is probably hard to do. He's really smart.
I think it, and that's just it.
TJ Lang, I think, said he's annoyingly smart.
That's exactly right. So I think there's some backlash in that area. But there is still the old Stoddard of saying he's not Brett Favre. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Brett Favre wasn't Bart Starr. You know?
You know, well, Brett Favre was just more likable.
He was a guy.
Than Aaron Rodgers.
He was a hunting, fishing, you know, golly gee, oh shucks guy, but he was a master manipulator.
Yes.
You know?
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
He was. I mean, I worked with his dad. His dad did the postgame show with us on the network for, you know, 3-4 years before he passed. But Brett, you'd go into a Brett Favre press conference, you'd have this list of questions, and, you know, you'd have a couple of different things you wanted to ask him, and stuff that wasn't exactly pleasant. And you'd go, you know, hey, Brett, you know, on that particular pass, and he would then start to answer and then ask himself a question, say, well, did I want to throw it? And then answer his own question. Before you know it, you had a 40-minute press conference, 5 questions were asked, and he told you what he wanted you to hear, and I'd say, that's all. And then Brett would walk away. He was a master. And we'd all walk away going, boy, that was deep. That was great. And he didn't say anything. But that's the way he was.
I thought he was a master manipulator with the whole leaving the Packers.
Absolutely.
And then going to the Jets and finding a way to get to the Vikings.
He was it's interesting because I had him on a couple of years after all of that, after he retired. And I'd asked him about it. I said, you know, if your dad were alive, what would have happened? And he said his dad probably would have told him to knock it off, but he still would have ended up out of Green Bay, but his dad would have stayed working at the network with us because he just liked doing it so much. His dad was as big a rock star as Brett was. That's how big that family was, you know. So to answer your question, I think there is some backlash at times for Aaron, but by no means. I mean, when he runs out of the tunnel, he's the biggest ovation.
Right.
Gibbs. I mean, everybody knows that the hopes and dreams of another Lombardi trophy rest on his shoulder.
Right.
That's why there was a collective gasp when Anthony Barr tackled him in Minnesota a couple years ago, and we knew that he snapped the throwing shoulder. I mean, he's looked off this year. He didn't. I mean, he put up good numbers, but he looked off. He wasn't.
There was something off this year.
And you know, and I've said this before, when Superman doesn't fly right, we all know he's Superman, but he's not the same Superman. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the way, you know, things have kind of gone. So anyway, that being said, you got your podcast. I got to get to this real quick. Because you've talked to me more than I've talked to you, but you've got this myfrontpagestory.com.
Yeah, I'm just telling everybody listening, if you need a Valentine's Day gift, this is what you need to get. Myfrontpagestory.com. Professional writers, they'll interview you for 10 minutes while you're driving to go get a brat and a beer, right?
Right.
About your wife, your fiance, whatever, girlfriend. And then they'll write a story about her, how much you love her, why you love her, send it to you, you print it out, frame it, give it to her on Valentine's Day. I guarantee she cries. Guaranteed tears. Tears of joy. Yeah. I mean, my sister and I got one for my mom for Mother's Day. She texted me 2 months ago. I just read it again. It is so special. I mean, it's like I told the guy that owned it. I invested in it. I said, you guys need to change the motto to this will make her cry. Because it, like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, there's just nothing like it. MyFrontPageStory.com. Trust me, it's the most unique, cool deal. But they got to write the story, so you can't wait till February 10th. You got to get it now.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Go to MyFrontPageStory.com. Real quick, if they want to find you, where do they go?
RossTucker.com, Twitter and Instagram. I'm at RossTuckerNFL. Love coming on with you, Bill. Love the state of Wisconsin and the people of Wisconsin. And I'm not like, this is not like Happy Gilmore where Scooter McGavin says, you know, the real winners here is the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
I'm not doing that. Like, I legitimately, I've told my wife, if we didn't live in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin would be high. We're both from Pennsylvania,
yeah.
But Wisconsin would be high up there,
there
really
you
high.
You're the man. Appreciate it. Come over.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's Ross Tucker from a little bit earlier today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.